Hot 937 and hot937.com. The Heartbeat's number one for hip hop and R&B. Your man Big Reg got a special guest in the building from the West Coast.
What's up, Big Reg?
Saweetie, what's good?
What's poppin'?
Welcome to Connecticut.
It's beautiful out here. My first time here.
Okay, well, yeah, you caught a nice one.
I know, it's nice and warm outside.
Yes. So, how did Saweetie get started?
Saweetie got started in the Bay Area. I fell in love with writing when I was 14. I was already writing poetry, so okay. It was a really easy transition for me. You know, I didn't have the resources after I graduated from high school, so I went to college for 5 years. And then after that, I still didn't have the resources.
You said you went to college for 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Communication major with emphasis in business.
Oh, you might be doing radio one day.
Maybe. So, you feel me? I did that. Still didn't have the resources. Then went to Instagram and Twitter, and that's basically where I got my start.
You went to San Diego State and USC?
I transferred. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5 years.
5 years.
It shows dedication.
Dedication for real.
You said, man, it like it was a tough one.
It was, because it's like I want to be an artist. I'm here in class.
Yeah. When did you get that break?
I got the break. You know, I was kind of buzzing with my car wraps, but the video, the visual for Icy Girl just took it off. Like, it just went viral immediately. I think I had 1 million views in 3 weeks. And 1 million views for me was just like everything. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and I was at 35 million. So it just keeps growing.
When I first heard the song, I was like, it catch you off the rip.
Yeah.
It got the Kaya beat. My neck, my back. You're like, hold up. Wait a minute.
What's happening?
it's like, it's a throwback. Wait a minute. No, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
You listen. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is going to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said it because DJ Buck, our program director, he's normally on top of new songs,
mm-hmm.
and he normally hits. Mm-hmm. And we was like, yo, this is going to be a big song. I was like, I can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it.
Shout out to him.
Some people here heard it and was like, I don't know. I'm like, yo, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
It did take off.
Yeah. If it didn't hit, then it definitely grew on a couple of people. A lot of people has told me that as well.
But it grew.
Yeah.
It grew on them. Mm-hmm. When I first heard it, I mean, I was like, I get it. I don't know if it's going to happen because it was a different sound mm-hmm. from what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
Was that the plan?
No. I don't sound good when I try to sound like everybody else. So it's just like, and I tried that at first, and I learned that at a very young age. I didn't try that currently, but it's just like at a very young age, I learned that I need to stick to my sound because that's what I'm most comfortable doing. And if I'm doing like something I'm passionate about, I need to be comfortable doing it.
What was the wave on the West Coast when you was coming up trying to get into the music?
It wasn't necessarily the wave of the West Coast. I would say the wave of like the industry for females. And at the time it was, you know, like Nicki Minaj. And, you know, like, she's dope, and I feel like her characters and her flow is her, it's unique to her. And when I was trying to, you know, like, emulate that my own way, it just didn't sound good. Like, I was like, okay, so, like, I love her, but you need to, like, stick to what you know.
So the Saweetie that we know now
mm-hmm.
wasn't the one before Icy Girl.
No, I was, it was definitely, like, me for, like, a year, but before that I was experimenting with like different sounds. Like I tried, you know, doing like the trap, and I tried like doing like whatever was in, you know, because I'm just trying to like get on, you feel me? Like, but I'm glad that I finally just became comfortable with myself, because I don't even know, my sound is just the Saweetie sound. Like, I don't even know what the sound is. So what
we're hearing now
mm-hmm.
is who Saweetie really is.
Yeah, it's me 100%.
Going forward,
mm-hmm.
this is what we're going to hear, or we're going to go back to trying some trap?
No, if a sound makes sense, it makes sense. But I always want to make sure I stay true to me. You know, I'm an artist, so I control that.
Okay. If you just joined us, we talking to Saweetie. Got mm-hmm. the hot song Icy Girl out right now. What part of Cali are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area and Sacramento. And I say both because people think that they're the same area, and they're not. The Bay Area is like Frisco, Oakland, Hayward. It's on the coast. And like Sac is more inland. It's actually like an hour and a half drive.
Okay. Yeah. What's your nationality?
My mom is Filipino and Chinese, and my dad's black.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice mixture.
Thank you.
All right. So I heard you say you experimented with the Nicki Minaj sound. Was that a inspiration when you started?
Definitely. I feel like she was such a power. Well, she still is a powerhouse. But I fell in love with her after the Playtime Is Over mixtape came out. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was amazing. But when I say the Nicki Minaj sound, I was doing, like, you know how she raps fast sometimes.
Yeah. But that was back in the Come Up DVD days.
No, but she still raps fast now.
No, I'm talking about the...
The Playtime Is Over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you was doing the fast rap.
Like, when she became more mainstream. Yeah, I was trying to, like, you know, like, get my, like... Unfortunately, my mouth don't move that fast. So shout out to her. That's a special skill. But yeah, I just, you know, I tried. What else artists I was trying? You know, when Young Thug came out with Pass Me the Hookah.
You tried that too?
I was just trying like different things because I was experimenting. But, you know, you live and you learn.
Was it one of those things like you've been trying to get on so long? It's like, okay, this was hot on the radio. This was going on. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, I was like 18, 19. Trying to just figure stuff out, and it just wasn't working for me. So I just went back to the drawing board, and I did what I knew, which was, you know, classic, like, instrumentals. And Kaya was definitely a classic instrumental for me.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, now, it's like if it take you 2 years to get on, it's like forever. Back in the day, if you got on in 6-7 years, it was like, yo,
but I've been doing this since I was 14. That's 10 years later. That's a long time.
10 years is a long time.
Especially when you're in college for 5 years and you're like, this is not like these classes. I mean, yes, they taught me very invaluable skills and I'm happy I went. But when you're in like real time, you're just like, I want to be an artist and I'm here in class.
Well, you are performing at school because a lot of artists, their fan bases and stuff come from their college days.
Honestly,
the ones that went.
So, no, only because, like, I was a transfer. Like, at San Diego State, yes. Like my dorm floor knew I rapped. They were very supportive. They would go watch my videos on YouTube when I did have, like, my older YouTube back then. but when I went to SC, it was just kind of like, it's a different environment there. So I was very just to myself, especially being a transfer student. I'm not sure if you've ever been a transfer student.
No, in high school, I got kicked out of one and went to another one.
Okay, but college is just different. College is different, it's just like, it's the culture. You're not in the culture. It's like so many people. You're not a part of the incoming freshman class. So I kind of just kept to myself.
Well, you made it through.
Yes.
Got your hot song, Icy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Once the song took off, what was your thoughts?
I got to work harder. It's definitely gratifying, but it's... new music is coming out all the time. You never know what the lifeline is going to be of a song. So I'm always working, always writing, always trying to find new records. And I'm actually working on my album right now. So got a couple songs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since Icy Girl, whenever you get a hot record, mm-hmm. artists come from everywhere. Mm-hmm. They want in.
Mm-hmm.
The collabs.
Ooh, the collabs is looking nice right now.
I like that smile when you say the collabs looking nice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a couple?
So I recently just dropped the Icy Girl remix, well, the Bay mix with Kehlani.
Oh, okay.
And she did her thing on that. Shout out to her. And on the more pop side, I have a feature on Dua Lipa's record, I Don't Give a
yeah.
record. You know, it's cute. It's hot. And then I also have a record with G-Eazy and Rich the Kid, produced by London, on the track coming out as well.
So you got some big names.
Yeah.
So your record, did it cross over to the pop side?
Actually, yeah. Like, some pop clubs have played it. Like, some pop clubs have played it. Some pop radio stations have played it. And it's interesting to see, like, this club off the coast of Europe, like, someone tagged me in the video, and you can clearly see it's a pop club, but she's like a fan. She's like, oh, I love your record, it's being played in the club out here. So, you know, it's exciting.
So you've been traveling across the country now?
Yeah, through music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like better, performing or in the studio?
I like both. And I say both because, you know, the studio is where everything gets cooked up at, and then the performance is like the reward to like see everybody singing your song, and it's just getting so lit off of your lyrics. Like, it's a great feeling.
So you got a lot of ladies now, who's being real successful in rap now,
mm-hmm.
which few years ago was just Nicki. Mm-hmm. Now Remy's back out. Cardi B, of course. Mm-hmm. And now you got Saweetie.
Thank you.
That gotta feel good that you, I don't want to say in that class right now, mm-hmm. but
I'm definitely working towards that.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. Mm-hmm. But with that song, your song is bigger than some of the songs that they have.
You think that?
Some of them.
Okay. But as a new artist who is being mentioned with, you know, the Remy's, the Cardi's, and the Nicki's, I think that's a great start for me. And not even a start for me, a start for girls who are my age, you know. There's a lot of, like, girls who are coming out as well. I mean, I'm not sure what they have up their sleeve, but hopefully, you know, they're able to have their hits too, because there's an imbalance in the industry as far as, you know, men and women. So I think it's dope to be a part of the new wave of a lot of female rappers coming out and doing their thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Young and May, let me put her in there too. I don't want to leave her out. Yeah.
No, I'll be watching her videos. I've watched her videos on YouTube of her just going over instrumentals.
I mean, it just got to feel good. That had to be a push, like, yo, these ladies out here popping. Mm-hmm. I know I can get in there.
It was definitely inspiring. And I'm glad that, you know, we had Instagram, because if it wasn't for Instagram, I don't know what I'd be doing right now.
So, I mean, so you kind of lived both lives, the trying to get on from the ground, mm-hmm. from the mixtapes and all that, to just putting stuff on Instagram and letting the world work it.
Yeah, the world definitely worked. Hell out of Icy Girl.
So you are forever indebted to Instagram right now.
Yeah, I'm very grateful.
All right. Listen, I want to thank you for coming through.
Of course.
Tell everybody your Instagram, how they can get in touch with you.
What's up, Hartford? It's Saweetie. And my Instagram and my Twitter is the same thing. It's Saweetie. I just dropped my EP, High Maintenance. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it and let me know what y'all think.
Now, you put the A in there. Mm-hmm. Is it Saweetie?
It's Saweetie.
Saweetie. Yes. Okay, because that's how I was saying it on the radio.
See, look at you.
I always said Saweetie. Like
Saweetie.
Introduce your single right now. We're going to get into it.
What's up? This is Saweetie, and this is my new single with Mabu Kehlani, the Icy Girl Bay Mix.
Thank you for coming through. Good luck with the rest of your career. I wish you nothing but more success.
Of course.
It's Hot 937.